Hi, it's Becky from Deluxe Home Care.
Hi, this is Arnita Pryor. I missed the call.
Yeah, thanks for calling me back. I was wondering if you had your daughter's number. Yesterday we spoke, you said that she comes by around 6:30.
She said that she was going to go ahead and stay where she is because she's helping her friend out.
Uh-huh, okay.
That owned the company. Yeah, I figured she would say that. So,
would you like us to use Rakisha as the aide?
Well, Kaya gonna already be my aide. The
what
one who I asked, Kaya is gonna already be. She was already my aide. She said she don't want to change. She just want to stay here. But Rakisha says she will work if y'all have some clients. For her, because the other one, the daughter that I needed, phone number, she said she was going to go ahead and stay with the company that helps me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm her client. I'm her only client.
Mm-hmm.
And she do part of the work in the office. So
she does part of the work for you and part of the work in the office?
Yes, she don't like work in the office. She basically be helping her friend, but she get paid for me.
Interesting. How about this? Can you ask Kaya if she would switch to our agency if we pay her a better rate?
Oh, okay. Yeah, because she got two jobs. She already worked for the Housing Authority of Parkville, Missouri, and then I'm her part-time.
Okay. If she would want to come with us, either if we could offer her around $15 an hour with a sign-on bonus. I have to find out how much. That could be about like $100 sign-on bonus, maybe more. I have to find out. I know that much I could like say off the bat. But ask her if there's any way, or maybe without a sign-up bonus, we could upgrade her rate higher than 15. But meaning we already put in this request for you, and I would feel bad if it would just go to waste. So if there's any way she would be open to changing, whether it's a pay rate change or if she wants to talk
no.
to me and understand
no,
the company.
Yeah, but she already decided we're going to go ahead and stay with this company. All about you. I'm going to go ahead and stay with this company because that's where my daughter worked for me at, so she the one saying she don't want to leave. She didn't want to leave.
Your daughter's name is Kaya?
Yeah, but I was telling you about my niece, Rakisha. She's looking for somewhere to work. She's looking for a person. I could only have one person work for me because I got LaKaya. That's my home health care. That's who come in for me. And that's who... Yeah, that's the company we see. And Rakisha, she just got laid off from her job. So she's looking for a job. And I was telling her about it. And she said, well, that'll be the same predicament. The reason I can't get on with Kaya is because they don't have no clients. And she was like, if they had some clients, you guys got clients for her, she said, she'll come because we don't have no client, you know, we don't have no. So I'm getting care through the place Kaya worked from.
So look, regarding Rakisha, we don't have a case in her area, and it could be it won't come through for a while. So I don't see a reason. I mean, I could call her and just take her info down, but really, I don't have a case in her area, and I don't know when it will be, so I don't want to, like, lead her on. Regarding you and LaKaya, I want her to know that we would offer her $15 per hour and then a sign-on bonus. I can find out. They give the sign-on bonuses of up to $200. So after 60 days of work. So look, put it out there. I understand she's comfortable where she is, but possibly maybe she would want to work for you, through our agency and extra benefits. Like the sign-on bonus and the rate of 15.
Right.
Find out. You never know. Maybe part of the reason.
Yeah, I did ask her, and she looked at me like, Mama, now you know I'm helping Isha. You know, they did in the gutter for 3 years. And, you know, she was like, Mama, you know, I'm helping Isha. And
well, she could do like, her current client through All About You, and you can come through Deluxe. She could work through two agencies. Anyways, it's not a hard way to onboard aides. It's easy. She just has to fill out an application. It takes literally 10 minutes.
Yeah, but I'm not going to change. I'm going to switch to where she is because that's my caregiver. So we're gonna stay with the company that we're at.
Okay. I understand if you do decide to change, the offer still stands, $15 per hour plus a sign-on bonus of $200 after 60 days of work. So, yeah, that's – I would say – I'm not going to rely on this, obviously. I understand you don't want to switch. But definitely do mention it to her tonight that they spoke to you and they told you that if you would change over to Deluxe Home Care, she would get the rate of $15 per hour plus a $200 sign-on bonus after 2 months of work.
Okay. Yep, and I explained that to her all except for the bonuses.
Meaning
but
I'm giving you more information now, so just ask her.
Yeah, she is really dedicated to what she's been doing. Cause like I said, she got a good job at the Housing Authority in Parkville. She's been there for some years. And then she helped her friend and her husband open up this health care. She did a lot of work for them, so, and she's still doing a lot of work for them, but I'm the only client that she has. I'm the only client. But that's the reason she is not moving. So I was like, you want Keisha to work for me? And she said, no, because I need the extra money right now. But she understand all that, but she said she wasn't going to switch because she's still helping her friend Aisha.
Mm-hmm. Okay, look, my offer still stands. I will just follow up with you tomorrow to hear what she said, but I understand most probably she would not want to come over, and you would not want to come over. Okay, but if it's okay, I will still call you tomorrow to find, just to confirm that.
Okay, not right now.
Okay, no problem.
Okay, thank you.
Sure, bye-bye.